Thousands of American place names come from Native American words, but how much is lost in translation? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 5th, the 218th day of the year. Astronaut Neil Armstrong was born on this day, and the village of Chicago was incorporated in 1833, population about 200. Early inhabitants could have told you that Chicago was a Native American word meaning smelly onion or garlic. It often takes a mouthful of English to say what the Native Americans could efficiently convey in a few syllables. Alaska, for example, means the object toward which the action of the sea is directed. The beautiful native word Malibu translates to the surf makes a loud noise all the time. So pay attention to those exotic sounding place names on your travels. There's a lot more meaning in those few syllables than you might expect. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.